Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
You hate to get punched in the nose by a Buddhist. It's One More Thing.
Armstrong and Getty.
One More Thing.
Before we get to that, this could be a big deal. I don't think it's fake publicity. So often when there's a controversy over a TV show or a movie, it is so transparently just publicity.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's a doctor's warning attached to the new Stephen King movie that people with weak hearts shouldn't go to the movie. It's that scary. Is a publicity stunt. Yeah. But I don't think this is that. Netflix is getting a lot of heat from the woke community about Dave Chappelle's new show. Dave Chappelle, black, edgy comedian. You know, why am I explaining who he is? If you don't know who he is, you really don't care.
He's like, and it would take a very long time to really fill in the blanks.
He's like one of the most famous comedians in the history of being a comedian. And Netflix just threw like $100 million at him last year for a series of specials. They never reveal the numbers. They also don't reveal viewership. That way they've got more power. But Chappelle's a big deal. And he does a lot of edgy, not politically correct humor, but as a black guy, he gets away with it better than, and he's really good at it. He gets away with it a lot better than other people, but he's got some LGBTQ stuff that maybe used to be okay and is not okay now. But in this particular special, he tells the audience, hey, look, gender is a fact. And that alone is enough to bring down the, a certain crowd of blue check marks on Twitter telling Netflix they got to take him down.
Well, as James Lindsay and Helen Pluckrose point out in Cynical Theories, one of the main ideas of the whole critical theory thing is they want to erase any boundaries, any A, B. This just everything is open to question all the time. There's no male, female. That's a dirty lie.
GLAAD, which has been standing up for everything gay for years, and sometimes I agree with them and sometimes I don't, but has tweeted that Dave Chappelle's brand has become synonymous with ridiculing trans people and other marginalized communities. Negative reviews of and viewers loudly condemning his latest special is a message to the industry that audiences don't support platforming anti-LGBTQ diatribes. We agree. The reason I bring this up, and also the National Black Justice Coalition is unhappy with the comedian's comments about something. If Netflix caves on this, this is a big deal. It's kind of like earlier this week when we were talking about MIT, maybe the most prestigious science university on the planet. If not, it's in the top three. Canceled a lecturer about planets. It wasn't even a controversial lecture, but the guy was anti-equity. and doesn't like the way college campuses are handling things, and so they canceled him. So they canceled one of the top scientists in the world talking about science because of his political views on something else.
Right, exactly. He doesn't believe in racism to fix racism. He thinks that's a mistake. Therefore, he must be silenced on all topics, including astrophysics.
That was a major thing. And I think this would be even bigger. If Netflix caves, wow, what a chill that will send to the entertainment world. Netflix is where everybody wants to be. And you can't get any bigger than Dave Chappelle. I don't think they'll cave, do you think?
But I've
been surprised over and over, though. I've been surprised over and over with people caving on this stuff.
I think it's as likely, and I could be wrong, but I think it's as likely that you'll have millions of youngish people who are just barely kind of aware of these controversies say, you know, I thought I was down with this stuff because it sounds good enough, but now they're trying to cancel Chappelle? No, I'm not down with these people. I wonder.
Chappelle's like, it's like 60 years old, right?
I couldn't tell you. He's, you know.
Look up Dave Chappelle's
40.
Age, somebody.
Saying 51.
He's just going to be seen as an old guy.
Come on, 51.
So he's over 50, but he's going to be seen as an old guy. His time has passed. All the younger crowd, they don't care about Dave Chappelle.
He's 48.
Well, there you go. Very young.
Quit aging him. So, but you remember, though. It's happened several times. Speakers have gone to university campuses and said, how many actually like the cancel culture and the woke thing? And
true.
And most kids hate it. But the vocal minority is so vicious, they get over.
Well, we'll be keeping an eye on this one. I think if Netflix caves, it's a bad sign for the culture.
How about that whole crackhead character? Is that still okay? Funny, funny stuff.
So my little tease at the beginning of this podcast was you hate to get punched in the nose by a Buddhist. Pacifist Buddhist Woody Harrelson punched a guy in the nose at a bar the other night. Sounds like for good reason. He was there. Woody Harrelson was there with his daughters. Woody Harrelson is 60, because I saw that in the article.
Far older than Dave Chappelle.
I'm guessing his daughters are grown-ups there at the bar. Anyway, some fan, using my finger quotes, took pictures of Woody and his daughters, and Woody went over and said, I don't want you taking pictures of my kids. Can you delete those? And then the guy got all in his face, and then Woody says, grabbed him around the neck, and Woody punched him in the face. And so that's how that went down.
Mm.
But, you know, I would be very unhappy if I'm out with my kids and somebody recognizes me and takes pictures of my kids. But, man, if you're as big as Woody Harrelson and you're out in a public spot with your grown daughters, I don't think you can be super surprised that somebody takes pictures of you.
Man, national/international fame would suck.
Oh, it would really suck.
It's like a disease. It's a curse.
Don't envy that at all. Ugh. But I don't know how you...
And the number of numbskulls who think that that's the highest aspiration they could have.
I'm kind of surprised.
That'd be awful.
I'm kind of surprised he took pictures so you knew he took them, but probably half the people in that place were taking pictures of you and your daughters. So.
Yeah.
Are you going to punch them all in the face, you pacifist Buddhist?
Well, I tell you what, if I take a picture of Woody, happens those girls who are next to him or his daughters, he comes in and asks me to delete them, I'm going to ask, how you feeling tonight? Cheers, Woody, or natural born killers, Woody?
Yeah, exactly. Are you, what's another soft character, like not violent character for Woody in a movie? Come up with him, because I got the
white
other
men
ones.
White men can't jump. He was in that.
Yeah. Yeah, are you,
he was a little combative in that, but.
Are you white man can't jump, Woody, or are you that movie with Kevin Costner where you're going all after Bonnie and Clyde? Oh, my God. Have you seen that? He is so good in that movie. So is Kevin Costner. That's an awesome movie where they're Texas Rangers. Badasses.
Yeah. What was that series he was with Matthew McConaughey?
Yeah. All right. All right. All right.
Yeah, what was it? What the hell was that?
True crime? True detective?
True crime. Right, true detective. Right, right, right. If he's that guy, don't take his picture. Trust me, don't.
Are you funny comedy, Woody, or are you him in No Country for Old Men? Oof, also another, a rough character.
Another badass Woody character. I'm leaning toward don't take his picture.
Yeah, exactly. I don't care if he is 60. He's going to punch you right in the nose.
Don't take Sean Penn's picture either.
Nope. Number of people you shouldn't take their picture.
Well, I guess that's it.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.